Hello, and welcome to part one of Mental Health in the Built Environment. I'm your host, Emmy Moore, and today we're going to be discussing mental health in the destroyed environment. First, I'd like to start off by briefly asking you to think about your day. Think about the built environment around you and what you interact with on a daily basis. This could be your home, your apartment, wherever you live. This can be how you get around town. Is that a bike, a car, public transit? Where do you go? Do you go to work? Do you go to school? What are the things that make up your daily life? And what are the environments and the built environments that make up those portions of your day? Now I'd like for you to think, what parts of the day can be made easier by your built environment? And what parts can be made a little bit more difficult or stressful. So I'd like for you to consider your morning commute. Perhaps you are driving to work and you get all green lights and you make it to work in the fastest time possible. So you're in a bit of a better mood and there's a little bit less stress. And then on the flip side, every now and then you head off to work on just a normal day, and perhaps there is nothing but gridlock traffic for whatever reason, and everyone is frustrated, and everyone is a little bit chaotic on the horns, and people aren't as forgiving in traffic, so you're a little worried that somebody might hit you, or you might rear end someone, and so then there's this underlying level of stress that increases that affects you for a little bit, but then after maybe 15, 30 minutes and you get where you're going, that's subsided. So I'd like for you to think of that minor stress level, and I want you to magnify it. Perhaps think of a moment that stresses you out more than anything else. And that's the type of population that I'm going to be discussing today. I'm going to be discussing population that lives in the destroyed environment. These are people living in environments destroyed by anthropogenic reasons. So think of people living in war zones, people fleeing war zones, and what are the mental health stressors that we need to be looking at as public health professionals? I'm going to give you an instance of Syrian population right now living under conditions that are extremely horrific. You have people who aren't even safe in their homes, and the amount of stress that that must bring on a daily basis is extraordinary. And then you have another population that has fled. And there are so many stressors that come along with this change in environment. So you have to consider how stressful it can be just living normally, but having no sense of normalcy and how extremely stressful that can be. And then you're tacking on things such as post-traumatic stress disorder and severe anxiety and perhaps the loss of many loved ones and all of your worldly possessions. And so you're starting to get, you're starting to get depression. And then you try and put these people into a new built environment. And now they're trying to find a sense of normalcy under the stress of acculturating to a new place, attending school for children. And yet this might not be the first language. This is the second language. So you have all of these underlying stressors that in a normal environment can be stressful enough. But when you tack on a layer of destroying the environment in which you know and not feeling safe on a daily basis and not knowing where your food is coming from and just not entirely certain what's going to happen next, there are all of these factors that come into play to really attack a person's mental health. And with that, I hope that I've been able to shed light on an area that perhaps you've never thought of before. I hope you will tune back in for parts 2 through 5 of the series Mental Health in the Built Environment. Once again, my name is Emmy Moore, and thank you for listening.